Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for week 15. It's fantasy playoff time, so we need to make sure that you guys are all set up. We have a tight race. I'm out of it. I'm 15 points behind. But it is a two-horse race, and what a race it is. And for the first place, lovely Rita Sanchez, and second place, Dee. It's going to come down to the wire. And if you want to play with us, you know what to do. Go to our Instagram bio at Fade Route Podcast. Click on our link in bio. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League, also entitled The Option. And you, yes, you can play along with us and earn some bragging rights. Thursday night. What a turn this has taken.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Prime Video.
Yeah. Sign up.
Yeah. So, I mean,
come get some.
Yeah. Yeah. The 5-8 Chargers, led by Mr. Easton Stick, go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 5-8 Las Vegas Raiders.
Does it matter? How about that in the last game, Vegas could not score and they still wouldn't go to Garoppolo?
That's, yeah, they're going to get rid of him.
They still didn't go to Garoppolo. That just, his career is pretty much over. I'm going to take Vegas just because of Easton Stick, who Mr. I Never Lose. I'm taking Vegas.
Wise man once said, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash. The Raiders do play defense. You know, Aiden O'Connell doesn't do much on offense. Devontae Adams is probably ruining the day that he left Green Bay. But they play defense. Max Crosby will get to know Mr. Stick very well. So I think the Raiders are going to hold this down. The problem is,
I play for keeps.
We all do. Oh, Mr. Stick, we all do. Oh, God. But you know what? The Raiders are coming off an atrocious loss to the Vikings, where they set back offense years with 3-0.
I know. So,
what are we doing?
In a world where it's catered towards the offense scoring points, you motherfuckers couldn't score more than 3 points. Who took the under in this game?
Yeah, and it was a field goal. Like, Joseph, come on now. The Raiders have to get right. The Raiders have to get this. Like, there's no way in hell. There is no way in hell they should lose this game. I'm not going to watch it. But
I ain't watching it. No way.
Do not avert your eyes, people. Avert your eyes. But you know what time it is.
Send these motherfuckers to London to play.
Oh, God. Yes. Give them a nice holiday treat. But speaking of holiday treat, we have three Saturday games. 1:00, the 7-6 Vikings with Nick Mullins under center go into Cincinnati to take on the 7-6 Cincinnati Bengals.
I take the Bengals. I actually like Browning, and they score points, so they're going to be a problem if the Vikings can't score.
I'm going Bengals as well. Not just a good game for Browning. I think that Joe Mixon is going to have a good game too, because Zach Taylor seems to realize that, hey, he has a pretty good running back. So good job, coach. 4:30, the 7-6 Steelers go into Indy to take on the 7-6 Colts.
Mitchell Trubisky, huh? Colts.
Mitchell Trubisky versus Gardner Minshew. Exactly how you drew it up at the beginning of the season. No, Colts. Absolutely. Like, Minshew's got them working. Stecken's got to be in the running for coach of the year. Like, he's done a hell of a job. Him, D'Amico Ryans. Nobody expected anything from these teams.
D'Amico Ryans really should get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they should definitely both be in the running. And you know what? Like, they had Anthony Richardson under center, and they lost him for the season. So to not only stay the course, but possibly lock down a playoff spot, you know, kudos to Stecken and kudos to the Colts for not folding. And kudos to Jonathan Taylor for staying. Good for you. Saturday night. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night. The 7-6 Broncos go into Detroit to take on the 9-4 Detroit Lions.
Broncos. I love the Broncos defense. I think they're going to be ready to roll.
Damn, we are agreeing all the way across here. Like, the Lions are scaring the shit out of me. Like, they are absolutely scaring the shit out of me right now. And Jared Goff in particular. Hold on to the ball, son. Hold on to the ball. For God's sake.
Looks like you went to Zach Wilson quarterback camp.
Jesus. Like, this is the guy that Jeff Fisher was worried about. Like, I see it now. So, yeah. I'm concerned. Definitely concerned. And don't look now. You got three teams behind you in the NFC North.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday. The 6-7 Falcons go into Carolina to take on the 1-12 Panthers.
I mean, yeah, so it's the Falcons. We're not going to even... Panthers are a little league team at this point.
Bryce Young was used to winning a lot, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Mr. Stick, you know, like, he was used to winning, too. But I gotta go with the Falcons.
It must have been so funny to be in the press conference. But where? Mr. Stick, can you clarify where you've been a winner? Oh, you play? God. Do you go to Dave & Buster's a lot, Mr. Stick?
Oh my God!
Do you have another job, Mr. Stick? Do you play golf on the weekends against 9-year-olds?
My God! Maybe he's a gigolo. Like, I don't know.
Do you go to Chuck E. Cheese a lot, Mr. Stick? No. Do you play Dance Dance Revolution, Mr. Stick? I'm used to winning. What are you talking about?
Oh my God!
I gotta think the PR guy went in his office. Like, I gotta really think a job, a new job. I gotta get out of here. Oh, man, I gotta
lots of people are trying to get the hell out of the Chargers. You know what I mean? The first.
Yeah, right? And just then, like, Staley walks by his office, he just puts his hand on his face, like, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm doing a bad enough job.
I gotta go. I got a headache. I gotta go home.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna take the Falcons. You know, there's really nothing to be said about Carolina. The season can't end fast enough for them. And they're going to guarantee the Bears get the number one pick again. Like, good job, guys. A fucking joke. Speaking of the Bears, the 5-8 Bears go into Cleveland to take on the 8-5 Browns.
I love the Browns. I think I love what Stefanski's doing, and I really do like I think Flacco's all right. Their defense they play defense. I like the Browns. I hope they win. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Browns. But I mean, I was shocked the Bears like manhandled the Lions the way they did, but. The Browns play defense, and it's clear that the Lions do not. So, you know, as long as that's the case and Joe Flacco is able to stay upright, Browns take this one pretty handily. The 6-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Lambeau to take on the 6-7 Packers. Get right game for Jordan Love.
You know, I like the Bucs. I do. I like the Bucs. And if you compare Baker Mayfield's numbers through 65 games and you compare Tom Brady's numbers through 65 games, they're pretty close. I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady. I'm just saying he's doing a good job. I mean, listen, I think he gets a bad rap because he was taken so high, but that's not his fault. Like, he's a third or fourth round pick and he's playing like one. He has good days. He has bad days. He's giving it all he's got. I like the Bucks.
This is a hard game. This is a hard game because after watching the Packers, I'm not impressed. I wasn't impressed at all with what with Jordan Love. It was fine. It was good. Like, the Giants got the better of him. The Giants defense got the better of him, and that's fine. And the Giants defense is pretty good. Some weeks. So, no wideouts to speak of. Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon's the only running back, and I think Taylor is the other guy. I gotta go with the Bucks too. You know, I'm with you on the Bucks. They're making their push to win the NFC South, and I think they can do it. It's an outside shot, but I definitely think that this is gonna get them to 500. The 5-8 Jets, Jets go into Miami to take on the 9-4 Dolphins.
I'm taking the Jets. Because Tyreek's hurt. And you saw how they struggled when he's not in the game. They just struggled. The offense struggles. I think the Jets will play better. Warmer climate. They'll be up for this game. Unless Zach loses it for them, which can also happen. But I get the Jets.
I think the Dolphin defense is going to give Zach some fits.
Who doesn't give Zach fits? I just, that guy.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not. I can't dispute that statement. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. I think they're going to rely heavily on Mostert and Wilson.
Having a great year.
Yeah. And then you definitely have to be concerned because there's no Waddle either because he took a bad hit too. So you wonder if you wonder what his situation is. Tyreek Hill, you're probably not going to play. So, like, where's your depth? We're going to test it. We're going to test it this week. And, you know, I think the Dolphins will do just enough and it will be a defensive victory for the Finns. The 5-8 Giants go into New Orleans to take on the 6-7 New Orleans Saints.
It's hard to bet against the Saints in New Orleans, so I'm going to take the Saints.
I'm going to take the Giants. Okay. But I think that it's a more even matchup than we're letting on.
Oh, yeah, because Derek Carr's playing.
Right, exactly. Mr. Three Cracked Ribs, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Giants can exploit that. And if they can keep DeVito upright, if the offensive line shows up like they did on Monday night, it'll be a pretty easy victory. But I think this is the Giants and the Saints are way more even than we're letting on. Giants by a field goal. Randy Bullock again. The 7-6 Texans go into Tennessee to take on the 5-8 Tennessee Titans.
I like the Titans. They want to really – they're scrappy. And I don't know what kind of condition Stroud's going to be in.
So I would think they wouldn't play him.
Yeah.
I mean, I would – if I was D'Amico Ryans, I wouldn't. Like, that's why Davis Mills is there, to take the beating. Like, it's like the Andrew Dalton professional beating taker. Like, that's his job. So, I got to take the Titans too. You know, there's no Nico Collins. There's no – probably no CJ Stroud. Right. Pump the brakes. Like the Texans, this might be the start of the slide for the Texans because they're getting hurt at the worst possible time. So Titans look good enough on Monday night. I think they'll roll again. The 8-5 Chiefs go into Foxborough to take on the 3-10 New England Patriots.
I'm going with KC. They'll get right.
Yeah. They have to. Because the Patriots are dreadful. Yeah. Who's starting this week? Zappy or probably Zappy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's all you need to know. Another team that the season can't end fast enough for. Strangely, I mean, it's crazy that it's the New England Patriots. But, hey. Dynasties end. All dynasties come to an end.
That's right.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Brown Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Brown every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 10-3 San Francisco 49ers go into the desert to take on the 3-10 Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, they're a joke, 49ers.
I'm sure they're so glad that they brought Kyler Murray back. Oh my God, 10-3 Niners. Make that 11-3. This is going to be an ass whoop. The 4-9 Commies go into SoFi to take on the 6-7 Los Angeles Rams.
Rams.
Yeah. Not a good day for Sam Howell. So, that's going to be a long one. The 10-3 Cowboys go into Orchard Park to take on the 7-6 Buffalo Bills.
Dallas
close. The Bills showed me something against the Eagles, but you know, they're definitely gonna stick with the Cowboys offensively. I definitely can see a shootout here. Your Sunday night special. The 10-3 Baltimore Ravens go into Jacksonville to take on the 8-5 Jaguars.
Ravens.
Yeah. I was surprised that Trevor Lawrence played last week.
Me too. Played like shit though. So.
Yeah, well, you know, he's definitely hurt, but you know, he's feeling the pressure of trying to get the playoffs. Probably Coach Peterson's feeling the pressure. Applied by the Colts, no less. Applied by the Texans, so you got to make some decisions that you wouldn't necessarily make if you were sitting comfortably. I got to take the Ravens. They're the most complete team in the AFC right now. And your Monday Night Delight, the 10-3 Eagles go into Lumen Field to take on the 6-7 Seattle Seahawks.
I got to think Eagles get right? They can't lose it. They can't lose 3 in a row, can they?
I mean, we didn't think that was the case about the Niners, but they did. Yeah. The only thing is that it's Drew Lock, right? If it's Drew Lock, definitely a victory. Geno Smith, it'll be closer. Either way, I got the Eagles. And there are no teams on the bye, so deploy your players accordingly.
This has been the Fade Route with DNZ. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Catch our podcast on Wednesday night on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. So until next time, stay fade, everyone.
Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.